Hello, we'll be reading from Zohar to everyone. Mishpatim, ordinances, from the title, Any Man of Israel Who Is Circumcised Should Be Seen, item 544. You can download the book at cab.tv, and you can ask questions there during the lesson, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Rav, as usual, as we heard, from the we need to connect together and expect from the reforming light, from the Zohar, to tell us, to fulfill for us the greatest light for the correction of the soul. It all depends on our preparation, how much we're expecting it. So please continue.
מאמר כל איש ישראל שנימול צריך להיראות. 544. מי שאינו שומר את חג המצות.
544. One who does not keep the festival of Matzot is as one who does not keep the faith of the Creator, because his high and holy name is gripped to it. It is written, three times a year shall be seen, since faith, which is three lines, depends on them, since Malchut, which is called faith, is built from them. 545. All your males shall see the face of the Lord God. All your males, since they receive a blessing from the fountain of the stream, Yesod. Any man of Israel who is circumcised should be seen before the Holy King, because he receives a blessing from the fountain of the stream, as it is written, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. Before the Lord God is Yesod, from which the blessings flow and the blessings are received. Happier are Israel than the rest of the nations. 546. Once Israel went up to Jerusalem to celebrate the festival, and idol worshippers mingled with them. That year there were no blessings in the world. They came and asked Rav Hamunan Saba. He told them, did you see beforehand a sign that this ascent would not be favorable? They replied, we saw a sign when we returned from there. All the roads were blocked by water, and cloud and darkness prevailed, so all those who went up there could not go and return. Also, when we came to be seen, the face of the skies went dark and angry. He told them, either there are uncircumcised people among you, or that idol worshippers went up with you, since at that time only sons of Israel who were circumcised are blessed. The Creator looks at that holy token and blesses them. 547. They went up on another year, and when those idol worshippers who mingled with them would eat the offerings and rejoice, they saw that those idol worshippers had a shape similar to the shape of the wall, that they were sad. They noticed them, for everyone were blessing, and they were not blessing. They came and said the matter to the courthouse. They came and asked them, say, that which you ate, from which offering was your share? They were unable, meaning they did not know what to answer. They checked and found that they were idol worshippers and killed them. They said, blessed is the merciful one who saved his people, since certainly there is blessing only in Israel, the holy seed, the sons of faith, sons of truth. That year there were complete blessings in the world. They started and said, surely the righteous will give thanks to your name.
548. Thanks to circumcised, is
כתוב כי יוריש גוי מפניך והרחבתי את גבולך, שבזכות המילה הקדוש ברוך הוא שיש בו דין ורחמים.
Item 548. thanks to circumcised Israel, their enemies surrender before them, and they inherit their inheritance. It is written, all your males shall see, meaning circumcised males. It is written, for I will drive out nations before you and enlarge your borders. Thanks to the circumcision, the Creator, in whom there are din and rachamim, uproots dwellers that are the enemies from their places, and brings back dwellers that are Israel to their place. For this reason, all your males shall see the face of the Lord God, the Creator, Tiferet, in whom there are din and rachamim, and for which he uproots dwellers and settlers, and settles dwellers. The Lord means, as it is written, behold, the Lord, the God of hosts, will lop off the boughs with a terrible crash, meaning uproot dwellers. Then a shoot will spring from the stem of Yishai. Rav, questions. Here, we're talking about a single body, where he's still trying to understand that he needs to correct, otherwise he won't get to the degree that he wants to rise to. So he has dinim. And those dinim aren't coming to punish him, they're coming to show him what exactly needs to be corrected in order to attain the next degree. Pesach is called where we cut our away the previous state with the Masach, and those who are still connected to the degree of receival or perception, they will kum, where it means that they will rise above the idols worshipping. And those who are still in the idol worshipping need to very quickly correct, meaning the people need to scrutinize and see if they are still in that state of reception. And if they are, they need to correct themselves, otherwise they won't be worthy of Pesach, of Exodus from Egypt. And for every action, it needs to be checked again and again if they are wanting in order to receive. That's it. That's a temple, the Beit HaMikdash, is an even higher degree. And for every degree, there are these tests to see what was at the previous degree and what he needs for the next degree that he'll need to go through and check if he is in order to bestow or not. Yes, Amnon.
The covenant of the Creator with Abraham, with forefather Abraham, what is the blessing there for the nation of Israel?
It's in terms of the degrees. It's a system. There is no preference to anyone. There are those who are part of the same general soul of Adam HaRishon that are corrected first, and there are those that are corrected afterwards. Why? It's according to the coarseness and the purity, and according afterwards there's no difference, because they become like what you could call a ball. But until then, it's according to the coarseness. There's 2,000 of correcting the tools, kelim, of Chabad, and then there are souls that are corrected in their own time, in the chain, and each one adds to the chain. And that's why I can't say anything about what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing, because everyone's in their own degree. Avram is in his point, in his degree. And then it comes to a mingling of everyone together. And until then, we're correcting the points in different times, in their own times, of Avram and Moshe and so on. And in these points, there's what's called a blessing. In other words, a connection with Adam HaRishon and the personal soul with the upper forces in order to get the strength to continue.
In this case,
there's nothing physical. It's not an imaginary world. What are you continue bringing us to this world? What physical act that you're sitting here and talking with me? It's all a bluff. It's a lie. It doesn't exist. There's no world. Erase it.
I'm sorry that I'm saying this, but this creates a problem to make this action now.
It's a problem. Think about it as a problem. Just think about it in your own desire to receive, and it has nothing, and then it wants to connect with the entire environment. There's nothing else besides that. Okay, Nessie, what do you have to say?
What does it mean that the Dinim and Rachamim act together?
That the left and the right line are working together in order for the middle line to work for the Creator. Yes.
A student from Israel is asking, is it worth to ask the opinion about the correction during the lesson?
For the group first, and then for the group in general. I need to care for my soul, so if I have a kli, a vessel, then I'll be able to work. If I don't have that minimal vessel, then I do not exist. Yes.
Enrique from the virtual group is asking, what does it mean that a person is circumcised in Kabbalah?
That he's cutting his ties with a desire in order to receive. That's what it's called. His desires to receive that are in order to receive. Yeah. And he's cutting his ties with in order to receive and not using it. But his desires remain.
What does a person take with himself from one state to another when he goes through these states, when he starts from scratch?
Nothing. He doesn't take from one state to another anything.
You said that a person exits Egypt during Pesach and cancels everything.
It's erased. He doesn't start from zero, but he goes to the next degree, and it's like he's at zero, and it's accelerating.
Previous degrees, what's with them?
He raises them up. It's like, did you learn in school how you went from one class to the next? What did you have from the previous degree? A few ideas, some preparations. And it's as if you take it, but it's not really. Because you're not continuing with the same material. Yes.
All the differences between being an idol worshiper and worker of the Creator, it's all directed to the Creator?
Of course. What else is there?
Sometimes there's a state in the tent when I really want to help a friend. And now, I don't know, maybe I'm negating him in my judgments, and he's really the opposite. How to relate to this state?
Not many calculations. Whatever brings you to connections, that is kosher. Just connection. Yes.
Page 405. The title, the Creator is called Adni. Item 549. Adni. That is Adni, that is written in full, is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It is called the Creator, Zeranpin, and not Avaya. It is pronounced as it is written, Adni. It is the visions of Elohim, Malchut. Visions is written in plural form, including also the wholeness of everything, Yud Hei Vav Hei, which is Zeranpin, are visions for the name Avaya,
or for the name Adni? Aleph is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and both are read in it. Malchut is pronounced as it is written, and Zerampin is not pronounced as it is written in the name Avaya. Hence it is called by the name Adni. This is why it is written Visions of God, which is a plural form because it includes Zerampin and Malchut. This is why they are both called by the name Lord. Item 550. Sometimes the upper ones are called by the name of the lower ones, and at times the lower ones are called by the name of the upper ones. This is why it is written, The Lord God, by the name of the upper one Zerampin, who is Adni, which is the name of the lower one Malchut. Article Neshikin, Kisses. Item 551. Behold, I am sending an angel before you. The assembly of Israel, divinity, said, May he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. It should have said, Love me and not kiss me. However, kissing is clinging of spirit to spirit. This is why kissing is with the mouth, since the mouth is the outlet and the origin of the spirit. Hence, kisses are with the mouth, with love, attaching of spirit to spirit when they do not part from each other. Item 552. For this reason, one whose soul comes out in a kiss clings to the spirit of the Creator in a spirit that does not part from him. This is called kissing. And this is why the assembly of Israel said, May he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, to attach spirit to spirit so they will not part from one another. Item 553. For your love is better than wine, means the wine of Torah. Mochin de Zerampin is called Torah, and Mochin of illumination of Chochmah is called wine. And wine, which makes man's heart glad, is written about the wine of Torah. It is written about that, For your love is better than wine, meaning it is better for the gladness of the heart than wine, which makes me glad more than anything. Kissing is with the lips. There are two discernments in the lips. First, upper lip, upper abavayima, which give pure avir there, which is light of chasadim, called Ruach, spirit, in a never-ending zivug, and in which the Yud never leaves the Avir. 2. Lower lip, Yishsut, in which the Yud comes out of their Avir and returns to being light of Chochmah, giving their illumination of Chochmah. And although the illumination of Chasadim of Upper Abaviyima is called Gar, still, Zerampin needs illumination of Chochmah, and the light of Chasadim of Abba Ve'ima in him are only in the form of Vak, without a Rosh, due to the absence of illumination of Chochmah. However, once Zerampin receives the Mochin of Yishsut, illumination of Chochmah, the Chasadim de Abba Ve'ima become actual Gar in him, just as they are in Upper Abba Ve'ima themselves, since now it too is completed in illumination of Chochmah, and there is no flaw in him, just as in upper Abba Ve'ima. Their illumination of Chasadim is more important than the illumination of Chochmah in Yishsut, because they are superior to them and to the ones who give to them. May he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, to attach spirit to spirit. Illumination of Chasadim is Ruach in the upper lip, Aber, Abba Ve'ima. The lower lip is illumination of Chochmah de Yishsut, which complements the Ruach of the upper lip to make it as Gar, as in Abba Ve'ima themselves. For your love is better than wine, means the wine of Torah, since because the lower lip shines there too, which is illumination of Chochmah from Yishsut, which is called wine, your love, which is the Ruach from the upper lip, has become good, since by that the Chasadim have been made into Gar. And this is why divinity says in the Zavuk the Neshikin, For your love is better than wine. Item 554. Jacob kissed Rachel and raised his voice and wept.
when he was in clinging of the spirit in her, the heart could not bear and wept. It is written, and kissed him, and they wept, since the spirit did not cling to him at all. It is written about that, deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. One who kisses with love attaches spirit to spirit with adhesion of love. One who does not kiss with love is not in dvikut adhesion, but rather deceitful. It is aviyut, thickness, since his spirit is not adhered to a kiss and he does not cling to it at all. This is why it is written, may he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, which is adhesion of spirit to spirit. Item 555. As long as the Creator goes in Israel, spirit clings to spirit. It is written about that. And you that cleave unto the Lord in all those manners of dvikut, and do not part from one another. When it is said, behold, I am sending an angel before you. Moses knew that this was retirement from Israel. He said, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. Item 556. Above it, it is written, you shall bring the first fruits of your soil into the house of the Lord your God. You are not to boil a kid, young goat, in its mother's milk. This is so in order to not mix a lower matter with an upper one, so that the outer side will not suckle from the side within. The one without, the kid, is from the side of Tuma, impurity. And the one within, its mother, is from the side of Kedusha, holiness. Its mother is the assembly of Israel Malchut, which is called Mother. Since the expansion of Malchut is only through the Klipot, as it is written, and her legs go down to death in its mother's milk, so that those who should not will not suckle from that side.
Okay, is it clear? We're continuing with the intention. We want to connect the lines so that the reforming light will bring us back to correction and in connection. Yes.
Article, behold, I am sending an angel before you. Item 557. Behold, I am sending an angel before you. Israel, who are internality and cling to the Creator, are placed under the angel, who is externality. Moses said, but I receive your guarantee that you would not part from him, that thanks to the mitzvot of first fruit, you would not mingle externality with internality. Certainly, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. And how then will it be known that I and my people have been favored by you? He will not ask about this verse being in the portion Kitisa when you take, since there is no before and after in the Torah. Item 558. The Creator said this thing only out of love for Israel, to reconcile with them. It is like a king who wished to go with his son and did not wish to leave him. His son came and feared, asking the king to accompany him. The king spoke first and said, So army commander will walk with you to keep you on the way. And then he said, beware of him, for he is not a whole person. His son said, then either sit here or you walk with me and I do not part from you. So is the Creator. First, he said, behold, I am sending an angel before you to keep you on the way. And then he said, beware of him. At that moment, Moses said, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. Item 559. In that place, when the Creator said, behold, I am sending an angel before you, Moses did not say a thing. He did not respond with even a word, because here there was no separation from the Creator. For the angel was sent only for keeping. But there, however, it is written, I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite, for I will not go up in your midst. Item 560. When did Moses reply? When he said, I will send an angel before you, after which it is written, I will not go up in your midst. And here it is written only, "For my angel will go before you." And he does not interpret the matter saying, "For I will not go up in your midst." This is why it is written here, "But if you truly obey his voice and do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries." Thus, everything depends on the Creator, and there is no separation here. This is why Moses did not reply here. Item 561. And if you say that in the two verses he is an angel in actual separation, still Moses did not reply to them because it was not the time. Even to the verse, "And I will send an angel before you," after which it is written, "For I will not go up in your midst." Moses did not reply at once. Rather, it is written, "If your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here." He replied to this, to what is written, "My presence will go, and I will give you rest." It is so because then he could reply. In general, Moses did not want the angel because it is written, he said, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, O Lord, I pray, let the Lord go along in your midst." How do we come to this point, to this decision that we need to escape Egypt?
By many attempts, by keeping on trying and seeing that we are not able to. And then we start to desire. We need to desire or want to leave Egypt. In other words, we need to want to reach a point where it's really a difficult point where we don't even want to, even going through the 10 plagues, and we want to get to that point. We don't want to get to that point. And then we try and connect, and a lot of actions that are bad are done, and we see how difficult it is and how we're not able to, and there's suffering and bad relationships and things externally that are unpleasant, and nothing's helped. And then, in other words, if the forces, those forces are what they want to attain. And then it's revealed to them that through those forces they're not able to attain connection. It's really like how the Creator is looking at a picture where they're trying and trying with all their efforts, and they're shouting and wanting to connect, and it's not going for them, and they're falling and trying again, and they're not able to overcome each one's nature, and they're not able to, and they're trying to connect. And then when they're ready for all those blows, they feel that they can relate to the power inside me, and then I see the blows that the Pharaoh is causing me. And then the Creator is revealed to them, or it's revealed to them that the connection can only come from upper forces outside of them. And then they start to see how they can connect. Before, they didn't even understand that it needed to be in such a new way. And then there is an exodus. In the dark, it doesn't matter for what they're running towards, that they're running towards the connection. Then we need to put the 10 together in a way of the Paltzuf and the Esas Firot in order to relate to the Creator in any way possible, in order to get to the end of correction. Okay?
When do we understand that this is truly the upper design, desire to receive, not connector state?
Nothing stops.
It's as if a tractor goes through each one of us, but we realize that only the Creator can help.
They're shouting and they're going on their own. Yeah. But degree is one. And isn't when they start to feel a difficulty, when their attitude to the connection is more correct, they see that difficulties are even more difficult. It's pressure, pressure, pressure. It's like the grain of a cherry. It's called when you press on the cherry until the pit comes out. And the more you press on it, then it reaches the exodus. It's unpleasant situations, but together you'll have the revelations, you'll have discernments, you'll see the vessels and the kelim, everything will be there in place. Not to be afraid. Okay, let's go onward.
Page 408. Article, you are not to boil a kid, a young goat, in its mother's milk. Item 562. You are not to boil a kid in its mother's milk. A kid is from the Sidra Achra, so it will not suckle from divinity. It should have said, in the mother's milk. What is in its mother's milk? The assembly of Israel, Malchut, is not the mother of the side of Tuma. Since the assembly of Israel is the holy mother, united on the part of Israel, as it is written, for the portion of the Lord is his people. Item 563. Ima, Malchut, united for them above to the side of Kedusha and to the side of Tuma, one to the right and one to the left. For in each side there are right and left. Everyone is dependent upon this mother, who is the holy mother, Malchut, and clings to her. Item 564. They cling to her with his mother suckles from. They cling to her when this mother suckles from the other side, and the temple is defiled, and the strong serpent begins to appear. At that time, the kid suckles from its mother's milk, and the dinim awaken. For this reason, Israel, hurry and bring the first fruits. And when they bring them, they should say and begin with Laban, an Aramean who destroyed my father, who wished to rule over Jacob, and the holy seed with these charms of his. But they were not given into his hand, and Israel were not given to that side. For this reason, by that they remove the power of the serpent, and the kid cannot suckle from its mother's milk. This is why it is written, you shall bring the first fruits of your soil, you are not to boil a kid in its mother's milk, so that that side will not suckle from its mother's milk, Malchut, so that the temple will not be defiled and the dinim will not awaken. Item 565. For this reason, all the holy seed do not eat meat and milk, as well as anyone who comes from the holy side, so as to not make room for those who do not need to. For it depends on the act, meaning that it requires an act from below to evoke above. Happier are Israel than all the idol-worshipping nations, because their Lord declares about them, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people of virtue for him. It is also written, for you are a holy nation to the Lord your God. And it is written, you are the child of the Lord your God. Item 566. When the works of Israel are not good, it is written, my people, their oppressors are children and women rule over them. Anyone who eats a dish of meat and of milk within the same hour or the same meal, when they join together, it is as though he ate meat together with milk. For 40 days, a kid is seen roasting with its skin, grilled in its entirety as one with its head for those of above, and the company of Tuma approaches with it, causing the arousal of an holy dinim in the world. Item 567. If he begets a son during these days, it is lent a soul from the other side, which does not need him because she defiles him. It is written, and you shall be sanctified and be holy, and you shall not defile your souls. He who comes to defile is defiled, as it is written, that you should be defiled in them, without an aleph, which is more blocked, tuma, than all the impurities, since he has no permission to be purified like the rest of the impurities, which are purified. Moreover, for fear of evil beast, it seemed to them like a kid and could harm because man's image has moved away from him. Item 568. Rabbi Isa permitted eating chicken with cheese or milk. Rabbi Shimon said, "You must not. No one should open a door to the evil kinds. Go, go out," the monk is told. "Around, around, do not approach the vineyard. Of course, you are forbidden, since there is the rigor of slaughtering as with a beast. It is written of one who permits it, and you gave the Nazarites wine to drink. For one who permits this, permits that. The flaw that is made above, it is one for them. It is written, you shall not eat any abomination, and any comes to include everything." Item 569. With what were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah rewarded that they were saved from these trials? It is because they were not defiled in their food. It is written, and Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food. The food of the wicked Nebuchadnezzar was meat with milk and cheese with meat, in addition to other foods, but this was on his table each day. Item 570. Daniel kept away from it. When he was thrown into the lion's pit, he was whole in the image of his maker, and his image did not change into another image. So the lions feared him and did not harm him. But that wicked, when the kingship has been removed from him, and he dwelt with the animals of the field, the image of his face was removed from him. And since that day, his image was not as an image of a man. And any beast that came, it seemed to it that he was an image of its own kind, its female, so they would all mount him. And many times the animals of the field would eat him, if not for that punishment that he was punished. It is written, and he mocks at kings, and for this reason everyone will mock him all that time. Item 571. It is written, at the end of 10 days their appearance seemed better, and they were fatter than all the youths who had been eating the king's choice food. Their appearance seemed better, because the image of their maker was not removed from them, while it was removed from others, since they were not made repugnant by the repugnance of their food. Article, and unto Moses he said, go up to the Lord. Item 572. And unto Moses he said, divinity said, go up to the Lord. As it is written, and Moses went up to the God to establish a covenant with them, because they were avenged for not having gone out of Egypt. At that time they were circumcised, but not exposed, and here they were already circumcised and entered into the Ark of the Covenant, as it is written, there he made for them a statue and an ordinance, meaning circumcision and exposing. And there he tested him with the holy token that appeared in them. And here their making of the covenant came true in them through Moses, as it is written, and Moses took the blood and threw it on the people. Item 573. And he threw half of the blood on the altar. It does not write in the altar, since an altar is Malchut, and the making of the covenant is in Yesod. On the altar implies Yesod, which is above Malchut, and you shall bow at a distance, as it is written, the Lord appeared to me from afar. It is also written, his sister stood at a distance. That is, the moon, Malchut, was diminished, and this is why it is written, and you shall bow at a distance. And at that time, Israel were rewarded with more of the holy part and the making of the holy covenant with the Creator. Item 574. And unto Moses he said, go up to the Lord. Divinity told him, go up, for I and Israel will partake in the wholeness through you, which was not so thus far. It is written, and Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, dividing it into two, as is done when making a covenant. Half of the blood he threw on the people, and half of the blood he threw on the altar, Yisod. It is written, behold the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you. Item 575. And Moses alone shall approach the Lord. Happy is Moses, for he alone was rewarded with what no one else was rewarded. Now Israel have been rewarded that which they were not rewarded until that time. At that time they exited in a high and holy existence, and at that time they were told that there will be a temple among them, and they will make me a temple that I may dwell among them.
576. And they saw the God of Israel, and under his feet there appeared to be a pavement of sapphire. Your stature is like a palm tree. How favored is the assembly of Israel by the Creator! She does not part from him like that date, where the male never parts from the female, and they do not rise without each other. Similarly, the assembly of Israel does not part from the Creator. 577. When Nadav and Avihu and 70 elders saw, it is written, and they saw the God of Israel, meaning that divinity appeared to them. The, when it is written, the God of, indicates that it is from afar. It includes all that there is within it, that they saw what was inside divinity. 578. It is written, this is the animal that I saw in the river Shebar. What is this animal? It is a small animal, Malchut, and a high animal in Chagat, from Chazeh de Zeranpin, and above. And the smallest of the animals, which is an animal in the world of Yetzirah. Article and upon the nobles of the sons of Israel. Item 580. And upon the nobles of the sons of Israel are Nadav and Avihu. He did not stretch out his hand, meaning after some time he raised them up for sentencing, and they were not punished here. It is to their merit that it is written, and they ate and drank, meaning feasted their eyes with that light. They certainly ate and nourished themselves with that light, and here they were tied above, extending that light from below upward, and there would be no sin about it if they had not later strayed from the path. 581. At that time, even Israel were kosher, and divinity was tied to them. This covenant and the entire Torah were at one time, for then they had illumination from the whole of Torah, and Israel knew. And Israel never saw such as that time. In the future, the Creator will be revealed to his children, and they will all see his glory with their eyes. It is written, for they will see with their own eyes when the Lord restores Zion. And it is written, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see together. Rav.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Let's go on. We cannot stop.
Book of Tuma, Donation, Article, Who is She Who Looks Forth Like the Dawn?
Fifth page.
Who is she who looks forth like the dawn? Item number one. For Jacob has chosen Ko, the Lord, for himself, Israel for his merit. How beloved are the children of Israel before the Creator, who desires them, and who wishes to cling onto them and to bond with them, and who has made them a single nation in the world. As it is written, and what one nation on earth is like your people Israel? And they desired him and bonded with him, It is written, for Jacob has chosen coal for himself. And it is written, item number two, who is she who looks forth like the dawn, as beautiful as the moon? Who is she? Are two worlds that join together. As it is written, from the world and onto the world, which are Bina and Malchut. Mi is the upper degree above, the beginning that is posed for a question. Bina, as it is written, raise your eyes above and see who has created these. This is the lower degree, below, the bottom world, Malchut. Both are worlds in a single bonding, in one tie together, through Malchut's ascent to Bina, because of which she obtained a mochin de Bina. Item number three. When both conjoin as one, Malchut looks forth like the dawn, meaning when the dawn wishes to shine, afterwards, as beautiful as the moon, meaning that Malchut shines as the moon in which the light of the sun, Zeranpin, shines. Afterwards, as pure as the sun, as the light of the sun, when the moon is full, when Malchut is panim be panim, with Zeranpin, who is called the sun, as awesome as an army with banners, strong enough to protect everything, for then she has wholeness and power to do mighty deeds. 4. Malchut receives strength, mochin, from the upper world, Bina, through Jacob, a whole man who connected them together. For by raising man, he raised Malchut to Bina, and they conjoined. He united them above, meaning that Bina received the form of Malchut, Lea. He also conjoined them below, meaning that Malchut acquired the form of Bina, Rachel. Also, 12 holy tribes came out from there, such as above, like the 12 Bechinot that there are in Malchut of above. Jacob, who was whole, brought love in both worlds, meaning he married the two sisters, Lea and Rachel, the two worlds, Bina and Malchut. The rest of the people who did it perform incest above and below and cause hatred in both worlds, inflicting separation between Zeranpin and Lea and between Zeranpin and Rachel, since from the Chazeh and above, he mates with Lea, and from the Chazeh and below, with Rachel. It is written about it, you shall not marry a woman in addition to her sister as a rival, since they become adversaries and hateful of each other. 5. What does it mean Rachel envied her sister? If the text speaks of two worlds, Lea and Rachel, which are Bina and Malchut, mingled together, what envy is there here? The lower world, Rachel, desires only to be like the upper world, Lea, who is Bina, and inherit her place. In another place, there is authors. Envy increases wisdom. Here, too, there is authors' envy, since there is a book and there is a book, Abba v'Ima, from whom Chochmah extends. Hence, by envying these authors, they increase the extension of Chochmah toward them. 6. And yet Jacob did not properly compliment them. The rest of the people in the world cause hatred and separation and perform incest above and below. It is so because there is the incest of a mother and her daughter in it, Bina and Malchut, two sisters that are a woman and her daughter as one, since they are in a sisterhood, in love and in bonding of desires. They are called mother and daughter. Also, because Bina is called mother, and Malchut is her daughter. One who reveals their nakedness, the dinim in them, has no part in the next world, Bina, and has no part in faith, Malchut.
7.
For Jacob has chosen Ko, the Lord, for himself, meaning he clung above in Abba v'Ima, in the light of Chasadim, in them, which are called Ko, since he completed everything and is called Israel. Then Israel, for his merit, from Malchut, which is called skula. It is so because then he takes everything with right and left, above in Abba ve'ima, who illuminate chasadim, and takes below in Yeshut, who illuminate chokhmah, and he is completed in everything in chokhmah and in chasadim. When the Creator created the world. 8. When the Creator, who is Bina, created the world, which is Malchut, he carved in his engravings the faith Malchut within the upper lights. When the Creator, Bina, raised faith, meaning Malchut, to himself and carved the faith with engravings inside his own upper lights, out of that came Bina, and tomb of Bina, and descended to the degree below her, leaving Keter v'chokhmah de kelim in Bina, in lights of Ruach Nefesh. This is considered engraving in his lights. He engraved above in Bina, and engraved below in Malchut. Afterwards, Malchut too received that above mentioned carving that was made in Bina. It is all one. Malchut's engraving was in one form with Bina's engraving in the engravings of the holy name Havaya, who governs his letters above and below, in Bina and Malchut, which are the first K and bottom K de Havaya, both of which are of a single form, Hey. Thus the worlds were completed, the upper world, Bina, and the lower world, Malchut. 9. The upper world was completed with the letter Yod of Havaya, which includes Aleph Hanpin and Abba ve'ima, the first and uppermost point of Aleph Hanpin, who comes out of the hidden and concealed that is unknown and that is not about to know, and which is not known at all. His ascent is in Ein Sof Atik, and out of that concealment from Aleph Hanpin, there illuminates a single fine and hidden light, upper Abba ve'ima. There are two yesodot in them. One, a narrow trail. Two, a hidden path, which includes within it all the lights. Within the hidden path in Abba ve'ima, which is the miftecha, key, he who did not trample him at first, when he was in upper Abba ve'ima, trampled him. Now he trampled and opened the blockade, lowering the yod from the avir of the hidden path and making light again. And those who did not illuminate in him illuminated. Even though he illuminated in him, he still did not illuminate due to lack of chasadim. Then he took out a single light, which is refinement, for refinement, chokhmah to chokhmah, since Eden is chokhmah de Aleph Hanpin that was blocked, and this chokhmah is Bina that returned to Rosh Aleph Hanpin and became chokhmah. She is called Eden, because she receives from Eden in Rosh Aleph Hanpin. Hence, she is called refinement for refinement. She is to play and to conceal the fine light, the light of chasadim de Abba ve'ima, that was hidden in that light. The light of chasadim de Abba ve'ima was concealed at that time of the coming out of this chokhmah, and it is Yesut. 10. Through the middle line, 6 reshimot vak de chokhmah, which are unknown, existed and were completed in this light. Refinement for refinement, which is blocked due to absence of chasadim. They do not appear in order to illuminate, except when the fire light of Abba ve'ima comes out in it to be concealed. At that time, the refinement of the refinement illuminates in its illumination. This is so because illumination of Chokhmah illuminates only on the point of Shuruk, during the journeying of the three points, Holam, Shuruk, Hirik, one after the other. When the point of Shuruk illuminates, the light of Chasadim de Abba ve'ima is blocked. It follows that the refinement for refinement shines only during the concealment of the fine light, which is the light of Chasadim de Abba ve'ima. 11. This light, which comes out to the lower ones, out of the fine light, is terrible and awful, and mighty strong. This is so because Malchut de Midat Hadin, called Manula is established in that fine light, from which upper Abhavaima are established. This fine light expanded and became one world, upper Abhavaima, which illuminates to all the worlds. It is a hidden world, which is not known at all, since the Yod does not come out of their Avir, and 60,000 dwellers, armies, and upper camps dwell within. These are expansion from the lights Hagat Nehi Deatik, whose Firot are 10,000, which is clothed within them, and of
okay, we'll continue tomorrow with God's help. Shevet Achim Gam Yachad.